Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the world is happy about that. Me being the only Small Business Advocate, I should say. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Olala Njinga is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. She's a force of nature, ladies and gentlemen, and running a great small business over there in the Carolinas. Olala, thanks again for being here. You got some ideas on which political candidate is going to be best for small businesses. What do you think?
Yeah, I get, as you know, I get asked kind of more political questions than I do marketing questions, and I'm thinking about just dropping the marketing and just going with strategy, because I only get asked strategy questions.
Right. Right,
and we are very much a house divided, as I have shared with you previously.
At your home,
in my own home, yes, we have a daughter and a son. And anytime there's an election, a general election, or mid-year election, we run into this issue. So what I did is I kind of came up with 4 points, if you will, and looked at the candidates, because there's so many of them right now. The Republican side is looking kind of heavy, so that might be interesting. And I got them down to kind of these 4 areas, which is, are they relatable, are they believable, are they influential, and are they likable?
Relatable?
Relatable, believable, influential, and likable.
Okay.
And so I took a grid of all of the official candidates, not people kind of, you know, with the yah-yah, I'm thinking about doing it, but our actual official,
right,
they've actually registered.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, I mean, let's start with the Democrats, because the list, well, is just so short, okay?
Yeah.
What's interesting is Martin O'Malley is, in my opinion, probably the
former
most
governor of Maryland, right?
Yes, the most overlooked candidate. And he could actually do some really cool things. What makes me a little bit nervous is that he does tend to be quite progressive.
Well, he didn't do those cool things when he was governor of Maryland.
Right. And so it's interesting that conflict is kind of showing up.
Yeah.
Where he appears to be very liberal, but, you know, in his reign as governor, maybe not so much.
And right.
But he has a lot of things to his credit that I find are very interesting, and I really do like his message about economic inequality. I'm not sure how he intends.
There is economic inequality out there, but the question is do you see the solution as being growing the economy or government fiat?
And that is the issue. And you know how I feel about, you know, that whole concept about big government.
Yeah.
So sometimes when he says something, he straddles the fence, and I would be okay with him straddling the fence if he could give me the argument on both sides.
Yeah.
But I never really see the meat of the argument.
Right.
And so if he's going to lean toward government being the answer to try to create some economic
right.
equilibrium, that's going to be an issue for
small business. We know Sanders is an avowed self-described
right.
Socialist. We know
right.
what he, we already know what he's probably the most authentic candidate in the race.
Right. Absolutely.
So what do you think about Hillary?
So this is going to be really interesting. You know, the truth is, I think that when we were in midterm elections, I think there was a lot more excitement about the possibility of her coming into the race.
Yeah.
As we've waned and we're looking into...
And we've gotten to know her more.
And we've gotten to know her more.
Or in some cases reminded of her
reminded of from when she's come. I think, you know, if we go back to that word that we used in the previous segment, I think some of the excitement at the grassroots level, at the, you know, her true base of grassroots mobilization, I think it's waning, and it might prove to work against her. So she'll have to use big money in order to fund her campaign, what she's been able to do successfully. But you and I both know it's the average person who
right.
has to show up at the polls, you know,
yeah.
not big
she's,
money.
Now, and the truth is, let's be honest about this. Bernie Sanders can never get elected, but
right.
he is totally authentic.
Right.
And honest. Whether you agree with him or not, he's totally authentic and honest. Hillary
right.
Clinton probably can get elected, and her polling numbers demonstrate that people think she's not honest.
Right.
And doesn't identify with them.
Right. So that's why those 4 points that I gave you, relatable, believable,
yeah.
influential, and likable. The truth is that Hillary Clinton fares very well on the influential. She fares very well on the relatable
right.
because she is very relatable. Likeable is a little wishy-washy. She's very
yeah.
polarizing,
yeah.
both as a person and as a candidate. But on yeah. that believable...
But in terms of small business, do you see her... I mean, how can she... She's got to run to the extreme left to get nominated. How's that going to play with Main Street?
I don't think it's going to play.
I don't think so either.
I don't think it's going to play, and I think the truth of the matter is that small business is probably more likely to put their support behind a Republican candidate
mm-hmm.
than a Democratic candidate.
That's the polling. The polling shows that, no question about
right.
it. My own polling shows that.
I think some of it is fear, though, Jim. I think some of it is that we've been in an administration
right.
that has been kind of loose at the reins.
Well, at least Republicans don't sound anti-business.
Right. There you
Even
go.
Even if they might vote that way sometimes, they don't go around saying anti-business things.
Right.
When we come back,
we're going to
whip through the Republican side
yeah,
of those after these messages. We'll have to move real fast, so put your track shoes on, folks. We'll be right back. Tintail, right back with Olala and Jinga.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.